time for another Castle Country Focus on Kickin' Cat. Boy, I'm having an early morning already. It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. This morning, it's our school district update, and we're going to shine the light on Carbon High School. I've got Principal Jared Hardy in here today, and it's hard to believe we were just talking about the fact that they're already through a quarter of school. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about something that I used to always do when my kids were in high school. You know what? Do you know how to check your kids' grades, how to check their attendance, those kinds of things? It really throws them for a loop when you ask them what's going on, especially when you know going in already. And then we'll kind of wrap up with a couple of sports tidbits that are going on. The fall sports season is coming to an end. And then the construction update. It's got to be getting close. They got to be wrapping up soon up there at the high school. Principal Hardy, thank you so much for coming in today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's always good to get in here and keep people informed on what's going on in the schools in our area. So let's start right out of the gate. And we were just talking about the fact that one quarter is already done. Where did it go?
It seemed to go really fast. We just ended our first quarter last week, and it's amazing to see how fast it went. But, you know, the kids have worked hard and got their grades in and done a pretty good job for that first quarter.
Well, very, very good. And so we've had parent-teacher conferences already, and they're covered, and we're already in the second quarter.
That's correct. Yeah, we had parent-teacher about 3-4 weeks ago, and so we're just hitting second quarter running.
All right. So we brought up the fact that, like I said, when my kids were in school, we used to do it all the time. There is a way that parents can go in and check your kids' grades and check their attendance and all of those things. And it's really another tool for parents to help their kids go through when it comes to schoolwork and things like that. So you just wanted to make sure that parents know that this is available to them, and how can they do that?
Yeah, parents are able to create a parent account through our SIS system, and they could log in and they can see their students' attendance, see their grades, see how they're doing, see contact information for the teachers, all that. If you're not sure how to do that, you're welcome to call the office at Carbon High School, and our secretaries can walk you through how to set up that account. It's really easy, and that way you can check on your students, see how they're doing, and communicate with the teachers if needed.
And you also, and I'm sure that it's only gotten better since my kids have been out of school, you used to actually even be able to drill down to individual classes and assignments.
Yes, you can. Yeah, you can click on each individual class, see their assignments, see what's been turned in, see what hasn't been turned in, see what their scores are. You can get all of that.
And so that, once again, like I said, for parents, this is a great tool to help their students. You know, I hate to use the term helicopter parent, because it sometimes that has some negative connotations. But on the other end of it, it can have some positives, too, if you're keeping on top of them and making sure that they're doing everything that they can. And the other end of it, too, because it happens. No one is perfect. Sometimes you get in there and you look and they're missing an assignment and they're like, I turned that in. I know I did. And then they can go and talk to the teacher and get it squared away. So it really works well for both sides of the whole equation.
That's right. Yeah, it's great to be able to see what's going on, see how your students are doing, how they're performing. And that way we don't have the last-ditch efforts at the end of the quarter. Like, oh, no, my grades. And, you know, if we can get them in earlier, and it's a lot easier as the quarter goes on.
Most definitely. So that takes care of the academic part of it. We can talk sports for just a moment really quick. Fall sports season is wrapping up, and we just had state cross country. The Carbon Ladies came in second, I believe. Yep. And the boys came in, I can't quite remember where the boys landed.
Boys came in fourth.
Fourth. That's what I wanted to say, fourth, but I just wasn't 100% sure. And, you know, Beverly Lancaster was just seconds behind that first place. So hats off to all of them. Cross country has had a really great season, actually.
They have. The cross country team's done outstanding. Beverly Lancaster didn't even run cross country last year. This was her first year running, and she took second at state, so she actually played girls soccer and ran cross country this year, so she did double duty, which is pretty impressive.
I was going to say, I thought she was a kind of a two-sport, and it's really rare that you get a two-sport in one season.
Yeah, it is, and Ada Bradford is also a two-sport, cross country and girls soccer. So we got two of them, and they both performed well. Both teams, outstanding. Our coaches, Coach Martak and Coach Engar, they've got a good program going. They've been very successful, and those kids are loving it.
And then I believe on the boys' side, I believe Kobe Cruz had a top 10 finish.
Yeah, Kobe, I believe, took seventh.
So great, great year for the Carbon Cross Country team. Football just ended its season last week. We have volleyball going on right now. They'll wrap up soon. And then as we were talking, it's right into basketball season, and the winter sports season is right around the corner.
Yeah, we don't get much rest. Fall sports are winding up this week, and tryouts for winter sports will be on, I believe it's November 8th is the start date for wrestling and girls and boys basketball. Swim's already started, and they're having their first meet tomorrow.
And I believe, I'm not 100% sure, but I believe that first basketball game is the 17th of
yes.
November already.
Yep.
So, yeah, we're right there in the middle of it.
Yeah.
So we've got that coming at us. And then let's hurry and wrap up. We'll talk for just a moment about a small construction update that's going on up at the high school. How are things going up there?
Things are coming along really well. Our art swing is really coming along. We're getting close to opening that, our new band, drama, art room, and choir rooms. They're getting very close to opening soon. It's plugging along. They're still getting windows changed out around the gyms and things like that, but we're really making progress.
I think we can safely say we're in the home stretch right now.
I think so. Yeah.
And once that fine arts wing opens, is that when the trailers are going to go away? Or is there something else going on in the trailers that they need to finish up first?
There's some stuff finishing up. Once the new art room is finished, our art teacher will move into there, and then that room will be renovated into a new graphics art room. And so they'll have to start construction on that room at that point.
All right. So many things going on at Carbon High School. Principal Hardy, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We really appreciate it. And go Dinos.
All right. Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.